Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for October 2017. Well, here we are in October and the nights are visibly drawing in. Indeed, don't forget to move your clocks back 1 hour at the end of the month. First this month, the lunar information. The full moon is on the 5th, and that's termed the harvest moon, being the nearest full moon to the autumnal equinox. The new moon occurs 2 weeks later on the 19th. There is a small planetary alignment at the beginning of the month. An hour or so before sunrise, Mars will appear very close to Venus in the east, and they're at their closest on the 6th. So here are the individual planet details. Mercury and Jupiter are not visible this month, but Saturn is visible in the evening at the beginning of the month around 7:30 p.m. in the south-southwest. Mars is in the east before sunrise around the beginning of the month in the constellation of Leo. Venus becomes a bright morning object in the east just before sunrise at the beginning of the month. As always, for the adventurous amongst you, Uranus and Neptune are well placed to look out for the whole month. Both these planets may be seen around midnight in the south, with Uranus in Pisces and Neptune in Aquarius. Now let's move on to the meteor showers this month. Quite a bumper crop. Around the 8th of the month, the Draconid meteor shower reaches its peak. This is quite an unpredictable shower and can give some quite good numbers. The best time to look is around midnight. The star shower this month is the Orionids, which reach their peak around the 20th to the 22nd of the month. And again, it's best to view after midnight and before dawn. You can expect a zenithal hourly rate of around 25 meteors per hour, but of course that doesn't guarantee those numbers. And in fact, there may be more, but most probably less. And just to spoil us, at the end of the month, from about the 28th into November, there is the Taurid meteor swarm. This particular shower is not very numerous and is associated with the short-period comet Encke. October is still a good time for observing the Milky Way, as I talked about last month, as it is still almost directly overhead. How about looking at something a little further away than our own galaxy? Now is a good time to try to find one of our neighbouring galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy, or Messier Catalogue number 31. The Andromeda Galaxy is a little larger than our own Milky Way galaxy and looks very similar in that as it has a rather nice spiral structure. It can be found very close to the square of Pegasus and is placed reasonably well overhead in the late evening. Check online or in a star atlas to find its location. Bear in mind, however, that it is larger than you might think when you look at it, and it's best viewed through binoculars. The Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way Galaxy are in fact actually rushing headlong towards each other, and in the next few billion years will interact and will most probably form one huge galaxy. We do have several smaller, closer neighbouring galaxies, the most famous of these being the large and small Magellanic Clouds. But these are quite close to the South Celestial Pole, so you have to travel to the Southern Hemisphere to be able to see them properly. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for November's highlights. Bye for now.